In the heat of a re-election campaign, the Prime Minister of Israel is trying to quell a growing uproar over alleged financial misdeeds. Ariel Sharon held a news conference in Jerusalem today to answer charges that have sapped his party's big lead in the polls. He called the accusations lies and libel. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
In a primetime news conference, Sharon was aggressive and belligerent, repeatedly slapping the podium with his palm. I came here tonight, Sharon said, to respond to the despicable libel that has been made against me with one purpose, to bring down the government in Israel and to seize power through lies. Sharon called the press conference to give his version of the circumstances surrounding a $1.5 million loan from a longtime friend, a South African businessman. The money was transferred to an account held by Sharon's two sons and used to repay what authorities determined were illegal contributions to Sharon's 1999 campaign for leadership of the Likud party. The Haaretz newspaper this week ran a story saying that Sharon did not report the loan to the state controller as mandated by law and may have misled authorities as to how the loan was paid back. At the news conference, Sharon said his sons secured the loan from the South African businessman and he was not involved at all. He also lashed out at the rival Labour Party, accusing it of spreading lies about him. Sharon said Labour Party leader Amram Mitzna is involved in corruption scandals of his own, and he accused the media of focusing only on Likud. The chairman of the Elections Commission, Justice Michelle Cheshin, ordered a halt to live coverage of the news conference after 13 minutes, saying Sharon's comments violated rules governing political broadcasts ahead of elections. New opinion polls out today show support for Likud has dropped dramatically since the corruption allegations first surfaced. Polls last month projected Likud would win 41 seats in the 120-seat parliament. Today's poll estimates Likud will win only 27 seats. Gerald Steinberg, a professor of political science at Bar-Ilan University, says the Sharon campaign is in trouble.
This is clearly the most serious crisis that Sharon has faced since he was elected 2 years ago. It's almost like a Watergate situation in the sense that the scandals keep growing, first the Likud party and now right to his own family and perhaps to Sharon himself, and there also seems to be a cover-up involved.
Steinberg says that the defecting Likud voters are not going to the main opposition Labour Party. Instead, they are turning to smaller groups, he says, either the centrist Shinui Party or the hardline National Union. Sharon's news conference was an attempt to bring these voters back into the fold by proving he did nothing wrong. But Gil Hoffman, the political correspondent of the Jerusalem Post, says it's doubtful Sharon succeeded.
He also failed to answer a lot of the most important questions that people are worried about, that people are seeing in the newspapers every day, that really raise issues about his credibility. And perhaps that's unfortunate. A lot of people are going to wake up in the morning and still wonder, you know, what happened with that $1.5 million? It's a lot of money. Where did it come from?
Despite Likud's slide in the polls, it continues to be the front runner. Political analysts say that Sharon's party is still likely to win the largest number of seats in the election, and he will be given the first chance to form a new coalition. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.